If you've bought anything online lately, you might have seen the option at checkout to break your purchase down into a few interest-free payments. This lending method is called buy now, pay later. It's gotten big in the last few years. The value of buy now, pay later loans from companies like Affirm, Afterpay, and Klarna increased over 1,000% from 2019 to 2021. The idea is you can buy just about anything with buy now, pay later, even something as cheap as a burger from Uber Eats. These buy now, pay later loans sell themselves at 0% interest with minimal penalties for a missed payment. Is all too good to be true, though? Marco DiMaggio is an Ogunlesay Associate Professor of Business Administration. Ogunlesay Family Associate Professor of Business Administration at Harvard Business School, who's researched these buy now, pay later plans. Marco, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
There's a generational divide, I think, here. This whole thing is going to be under the radar for a lot of people, including, I'll admit, me. Explain what these things are and how they work.
Sure. So during and after COVID, these have become very popular. This is just a different way of making a transaction, mostly online. So rather than imagining buying a shirt, you add it to the shopping cart. And once you are at the checkout, you have different options. You can pay with a credit card, you can pay with PayPal. Nowadays, you can pay in four or in multiple installments. And this is a buy now and pay later option. And this is offered by some of the companies you mentioned before, Klarna, Afterpay, and so on and so forth. And this allowed people to basically pay whatever they are buying in multiple installments. Usually, you pay in four with zero interest rate, meaning you put a down payment today, which is 1/4 for your purchase. So if you are buying a shirt for $100, you are paying right now $25. And then 2 weeks from now, they are going to withdraw from your account another $25. And then 2 weeks after, and then 2 weeks after. And finally, after four payment, you are done paying for that shirt.
Now, it's different than layaway, right? Because I get the shirt right away. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
And it's different from credit cards. Why would people use this option instead of, say, or why are people using this option instead of, say, charging it on a credit card?
Yes. So I think that the biggest appeal is because they advertise that this is a zero interest rate option. And this has been particularly appealing for younger folks, probably those that have a tendency to not like credit cards because maybe they've seen their parents get in trouble with using credit cards. And so the idea is that you are going to get exactly the same thing. You are going to get instant liquidity, meaning you get these funds right now. The merchant is happy. You get the good that you are purchasing, and then you have you are committing yourself to repay this loan, because it is a loan, in the next four installment. And so that's I think the biggest appeal, the advertising that there is a zero interest rate, and also the fact that it's very easy to get, in the sense that the underwriting of the borrower, so when you quote unquote apply online, that's very easy. It's everything is online and it's instantaneous. And there is basically no pulling of your credit report. So there is no effect on your FICO score. But people should know that most of these companies do report their information to credit bureau, especially the negative information. Mm-hmm. So if you do default on a buy now, pay later product, your FICO score will be affected as if you were defaulting on your credit card.
Now, if I'm a company doing this, I'm fronting you the money for your shirt at 0% interest. How am I making money off of this deal?
So it's the merchant that is paying. So the merchant is paying between 6% and 8% of the purchase of the transaction to the company that is offering this service. And so think about this: the merchant is usually paying about 2% or a little bit more than that for a credit card. Right. So every time I use my Amex, the merchant, unfortunately, is going to pay a transaction fee that is going to go to Amex. Now they are paying a significantly higher transaction fee that is going to go to Klarna and Afterpay. Why are they doing that? Well, they're doing that because these individuals that are using these products are going to buy more than what they would have bought otherwise.
Talking to Marco DiMaggio from the Harvard Business School about the rise of these buy now, pay later apps, programs, credit things. Big now, but some risks, Marco. You wrote in a recent piece in The Atlantic, it might look pretty good for now. What are the downsides you're seeing?
Yes, so we are seeing that a significant fraction of these individuals end up in trouble by using these products. The reason is because there is an automatic withdrawal of your funds from your account, and we observe that these individuals tend to use too much of these loan products, of these buy now and pay later. And what ends up happening is that they end up paying either late fees or overdraft fees. And so this would suggest that these individuals sort of overextended themselves by using these additional products. And so ex ante was a great idea. You know, it seems like free money because they don't charge you an interest rate, but there are some people that tend to overuse this and overextend themselves. And so that's pretty problematic, especially because it's not regulated as a loan by any of the agencies. And so it also has less of a regulatory oversight.
I wanted to ask about this. This isn't, I guess, technically a bank. It's not technically a credit card. So is there any kind of regulation of these things?
So I think the only agency that is really looking to this and started because exactly there have been some complaints is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But technically, because there is no interest rate that has been charged, these are not loans. And in fact, you know, a bank might not be very happy about this because they don't have visibility into this type of loans. So think about if Marco goes and starts buying furniture using Buy Now and Pay Later, he might end up in a lot of debt. The issue is that nobody else is going to recognize that Marco indeed is already into debt because they don't report to the credit bureaus. And so the other lenders are not going to have any visibility into this. And so this is even more problematic because then now I can create a hidden risk in the market where neither the regulator nor the other creditors have any visibility into.
Let's talk to, you know, a younger consumer, someone in their low 20s, say, and they're saying, you know, I want to buy stuff online, at least from time to time. Marco, what do you recommend they do or at least think about before making a decision of credit card versus buy now, pay later versus whatever other option?
So I think the aspect that I like about the buy now and pay later is that there is some sort of self-commitment, right? If I know that if I use the credit card, I'm not sure whether I'm going to really repay it at the end of the month, so before being charged for interest rate, then it makes sense to use a buy now and pay later because I would love to do that no matter what, except in the case in which I don't have any money. So that aspect of the commitment and to avoid the interest rate, I like it. The issue is that people might lose track of all the buy now and pay later transaction they have. And so what I suggest is that there needs to be much more attention about how many of these transactions you are making and only make the ones where you know to have the funds for. So don't buy the shirt hoping only with the $25 and that's the only thing that you have in your account. Do it if you already know that you are going to have the full amount and keep track of that. That's the only way in which you can avoid the overdraft, you can avoid insufficient funds, you can avoid them reporting negative information to credit bureaus.
In our last half a minute or so, Marco, do you think these buy now, pay later things are going to get bigger or are they going to hit a wall at some point?
I think they have been very successful for two main factors. One was COVID, so people at home browsing and trying to sort of spend as much as possible, the additional liquidity they got from the government. And the second one is a booming market. Now, with both of these conditions not being true anymore, I think those are becoming more and more of a risky product, both for the consumer as well as for the creditors. We've seen more and more defaults on this.
Marco, we'll leave it there. Thanks for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
That's Marco DiMaggio, the Ogun Lacy Family Associate Professor of Business Administration at Harvard Business School. He talked to us today about the explosion of these buy now, pay later financing apps in online retail. Have you encountered this? Do you use it? Love to hear from you. Email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.